Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
New York sports for a long time has been down. It has been down for a long time. Outside of the Yankees, and even them, like they haven't won the World Series since 2009, but outside of the Yankees, where is the success? Yeah, there's one random one-off years, whether it was the Mets last year going on the run to the NLCS or the Giants a few years back getting the postseason. In total, even the Knicks, as good as they've been consistently for, you know, 4 or 5 years, whatever it's been, they have ultimately disappointed with 2 years in a row falling short of at least winning another series that people expected them.
Nobody's ever good at the same time. It's amazing how it's so, it's just,
Who's good? Outside of the Yankees, who are the constant?
Yanks and Knicks.
The Yanks are the one constant.
Rangers have had some good years. Yeah. Obviously, falling short.
Yeah,
but
it's always disappointing. Like, where's the...
I know.
Where's the non-disappointing season? And with football, honestly, with football...
Well, football's unwatchable. That's what it's become.
Well, we're not asking for much. We're asking to maybe be relevant in mid-October. We were talking, like, before the year, hey, are these teams going to be around before, you know, Halloween? The answer is no. Yet again, no. Like, yeah, Jackson Dart could change the feel and the conversation. Aaron Glenn, his first year, is going to be a talking point. And by the way, I do think the Jets missed Justin Fields yesterday. I know Tyrod Taylor is tough as nails. It was lacking another layer to the offense without Justin Fields.
No, I'm with you on that. I'm with
potential.
You. Yeah, I mean, it's torturous, man. I really don't know how else to describe it. And it's just not even, it really, well, I mean, for us, it is kind of worked, but it really feels like work.
Yeah.
That's the best way to describe it. It feels like sitting down to work to watch these teams.
Watching the football games is brutal. Oh. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. WFAN NFL football is powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Let's get some Jets and Giants calls in here. Nick is in Tampa, Florida. What's up, Nick?
What's happening, Nicky?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
I went to that game yesterday, and, man, the sunburn is hurting today. But we were in section 331. It was my birthday. We bought these tickets a while back. It's really exciting. A lot of Jet fans there, tons of Jet fans, and every Jet fan saying the same thing. Stop running the ball on 3rd and 1 with Braylon Allen. You never get a yard ever. He gets stopped more than any running back on 3rd and 1 or 4th and 1 than I've ever seen. All we hear is he's brick, he's huge, he's young, he's fast, he's a workhorse. He gets stopped more than anyone I've ever seen back there. And they're just so predictable. Every Buck fan was laughing at us because we kept accepting the penalties when we should have just declined them because we knew we were going to give them an automatic first down. Just so frustrating. And
what the hell is that noise?
Like
is that a parakeet? Is that a bird or something?
Hey,
what is that?
I don't know. There's landscapers around. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. It sounds like a whistle every, like, you know, 2 seconds. You hear that?
No, I don't hear it. I don't know.
Be silent for a second. Be silent for a second.
Yeah, right there.
Okay.
Of course, now he's playing possum.
You still there, Nick? Yeah.
I'm still here. I'm not here. Yeah.
It sounds like a little like a little cricket almost, yeah. Right? Something like that.
A bird whistle. Yeah.
Anyway, I'll tell you, man. Listen.
Were you able to hear anything I said?
No, we did. Unfortunately, we
happy birthday.
Well,
we heard
Brandon,
that.
Please still keep doing the podcast.
Yeah, there you go, BT.
Yeah, I'm going to keep doing it. It's let me tell you something. It is a next level of either pain or resignation or torture or whatever word you want to use when you walk out, and I say this because he was there, even though he lives down in Florida, but when you go to watch your team play, particularly in the NFL, on the road. Like, it's one thing you go to MetLife, you know, you're not that far, you live in Jersey, maybe Long Island, Queens, Brooklyn, where, Staten Island. All right, you get home. But when you travel, as I have many times, to go watch the Jets play on the road, and you're walking out of the stadium, and you just, you know, you bump into 500 random Jet fans throughout the day, you just look at each other like it's this knowing glance, like we're pathetic, man.
Yeah.
Like, not only is our team awful, but we actually went out of our way proactively to spend money and to fly somewhere to watch our team lose.
But I would assume the thought process behind that is not one of let's go see our team win. Obviously, it can't be that.
But it's always motivated by the hope that you think that they might reward you with a win.
What would make you think that at this point the Jets would reward you with a win? How many years do you need to see it?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying, dude? I'm not trying to pick on the Jets. It's the Jets and Giants, but when you go to those trips, it's got to be like, all right, we're going to go have fun.
It is.
Hang out with our groups of fans.
Yeah,
and
but it is. But then you still, listen, this is what separates us, you know, fans from those who just really don't care anymore. And you and I both do. Like, you go to these trips, or you go to a game, or even with the Mets hanging by a string right now. I mean, the Mets look awful, but, as a fan, you say to yourself, all right, we got six games to go. We're going to do this. And if you don't gravitate toward the positive, Sal, and again, there's a very, very stark difference between being delusional and being slightly optimistic. But if you don't have a speck of optimism, what the hell are we doing?
Yeah, and I did think, I'm just saying, like, you don't book that trip saying, like, yeah, we're going to go here and see a win. You could hope that that's the case, but that's not why you're doing it. So, yeah, you can't let the team, as crazy as it sounds, get in the way of what could be an otherwise good trip. I thought the Jets could win that game yesterday.
So did I.
I really thought that they were going to win that game. Matter of fact, I bet them, not even with the points, of course, like, typical. That's how. I'm like, why am I doing this? It's 6.5 points, so many points. Just take the points because I was down. So I want, you know, from the first 2 weeks,
yeah.
I wanted the better payout. So I put
whatever money line at plus what, 240?
Yeah, exactly. Put $40 in there to win 100 or something like that.
All right.
Yeah, but
thanks for the deposit, Sal.
Exactly. Like, so point is, I did really think that the Jets could win that game. I mean, it is football. You've seen bad teams win games, except for the New York teams.
Well, one thing though, you know, and again, this I don't want to do this too much here, but this jumped out right away. Like the Jets opening drive, right? They come out passing a little bit, which I think was a little bit of a surprise because obviously it's Tyrod Taylor and you would think they'd be a little more conservative. I like the Tanner Engstrand came out and threw the ball a little bit, and I thought they had pretty good diversity, and they get a gift there. That's the first Tampa penalty with the horse collar. So you get 15 yards after an Arian Smith first down reception, right? Taylor had a 7-yard run. You're moving the football. Sal, it's second and one, and then the Jets have an illegal formation on themselves. I think it was Smith who was lined up in the wrong spot. And instead of being now second and one and being able to do anything in the playbook, now it's second and six, you get a 2-yard run, and now all of a sudden third and four, and everything changes. And instead of walking away with, it's not a guaranteed seven, I get it, but once you did that, the chances decrease significantly. You get a field goal. And then the next position, then Quentin Williams with the unnecessary, the face mask, 15 yards, and then you got the third and 29. Like, right away, the sloppiness was evident, which is why I said, did the Jets look ready to play the game? And if you guys are just tuning in, free Odyssey app, obviously, but the thing that's dispiriting to me, they were ready to play against the Steelers. They were not ready to play against the Bills. They were not ready to play yesterday.
Glenn is calling from Clifton, New Jersey about his Giants. What's up, Glenn?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Okay, Glenn is not there. Mark is calling from Houston Texans about the Giants. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Houston, Texas. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. Big Giant fan. I know there's more important things in life, but, man, they ruin every Sunday. I mean, I can't eat my macaroni and gravy. They just ruin every Sunday. My question for you guys is, I'm kind of with you. I think you said it, Sal. I wouldn't start Dart until the last Eagle game. I think it would just be... I think it would just be a disaster, but, I mean, could it be much worse? It's just awful. And as a Giants fan, BT, I do watch and love your Jet podcast, by the way. It makes me laugh.
Ah,
so,
nice.
Thank you.
Glad to be entertaining.
Oh, thank you for the call, Mark. We appreciate you checking
in. Thanks,
bud. Yeah, the answer is, though, it could be worse. If you start Jackson Dart and he's not ready and he starts to regress or whatever you thought he could be is not there... That is the absolute worst-case scenario.
Yes.
They are in a spot now where they need him to be good.
Well, I don't think that Brian Daboll's earned the right to throw a Hail Mary to try to save his behind here at the risk of, at this juncture, not yet, it's way too early, at the risk of, you know, Jackson Dart coming in and changing the complexion of how we perceive the Giants, how we perceive Daboll, how we perceive Shane. I just don't think he's earned that.
Yeah. No, he hasn't, of course. But the point is it can be worse. Like, you feel like, what's the difference? It's like the second caller, and I'm sure other fans are thinking the same thing. It can't be worse than it is right now. Just let's see what Jackson Dart has.
Oh, no, it could be worse.
Yeah, worse is not having him develop properly. That's worse. Ed is in Melbourne, Florida. What's up, Ed?
How you doing, man?
We're spanning the globe today, or at least the U.S. What's up, Ed?
Eddie.
I like that, Sal. This is a giant call, but Sal, I got to tell you, we are masochists down here. My daughter's going to see the Mets in Miami this Saturday night. Talk about silly.
Oh, Saturday's a good one. That might be elimination day for the Mets officially.
Exactly.
If they make it that far. Because I have a feeling
go back in time with BT on this if I could. BT, do you recall, this is about the Mariners, really. I know they're not selling the team, but I think he's getting a pass more than everybody else. His father and his uncles, they needed a brokerage by Pete Rozelle to get George Young hired in 79. I know you recall that.
I've read about that. Yeah, I mean, I was five years old. I've read about it. I know historically what happened, but not in real time. Yeah, but keep going. Right.
Yeah, so then what happens is now he's been very involved in the process of hiring Gettleman, Schumer, Judge, these two clowns. It's time, like, even if he's not going to sell the team, something has to be done there. And I know he's signing the checks as far as getting football people. Now in 2025, it's very different from 79. The availability of how you guys even said that they could have had Harbaugh for a song and dance.
Well, anybody could have. Jets could have had him as well, too.
Harbaugh wanted to come back and coach. Nobody wanted him.
Amazing. Hold on, Ed. I'm sorry. But are you saying that the NFL should intervene?
No, not really.
They can't.
It shows you how they were intervening in the 79. That was Rozelle because they want the better ratings in New York.
Understood. But you can't do it now.
No, you can't do that now.
There's no grounds for it.
I think his process of hiring has to be put in, you know, to be viewed more than just yelling at Daboll and Shane every Monday. But, you know, there's something not right with this hiring process that's going on for the past, 10 years.
Think about this, Ed. Here's the problem, and thank you for the call. I'm going to do something that seems impossible to do at this particular point. I'm going to be fair to Shane and Daboll. It can't just be that Mara continues to hire the wrong guys and everybody that he's hired isn't good. Shane and Daboll did have success in year one getting to the postseason. Now, you could say, well, yeah, that's what the prior regime's team. Understood, but getting to the playoffs is something that Shermer or Joe Judge, those guys couldn't sniff. So then we did see that with Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. The problem could in fact be, the biggest problem is that Mara forced Daniel Jones on Shane and Daboll, which made them give Jones that contract, which basically 2 extra years. Like, this is year four. We're 3 weeks into year four. And again, I'm not saying it's good. And you know where I stand. I would have fired them both after last season just because it is what it is. Whose ever fault it may be. But is it that Shane doesn't know what he's doing and that Dable doesn't know what he's doing? Or is it that when they got here, it wasn't the best of circumstances? The owner forced the quarterback on them and made it a little difficult with the running back early on as well. And that led to decisions that kind of hurt them in year two and year three. Whereas now in year four, for the first time, they finally drafted their quarterback. We haven't even seen take the field. We haven't even seen him throw a pass yet. So, like, I guess my question is, of the 3 years they've been here, one has been a postseason year. The other two were led by a quarterback that had nothing to do with them. Like, you got to be fair. What would constitute success?
I'd say this, and I know where you're going, and it's part of the discussion, all right? If they were more competitive,
right.
I mean, just there's not even most times remnants of an offense.
We don't need
30 points every week, but, I mean, Giants don't score touchdowns. Week one, they get shut out. I mean, 3 years in a row, though. I mean, all these stats that we're just getting smashed over the head with here. If the results were, even if the wins and the losses, Sal, weren't necessarily better, but like optically from an offensive perspective, it just looked more like we thought it would look when the Giants decided to step out of the organization, which we gave them credit for because Mara rarely did that, and bring in an offensive mind in Dable, and they were losing, you know, 37-24, 40-27, and we're like, all right, we've got to fix the defense, but they can't even score. So there's really no evidence that he's the guy. It's rough.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair. The best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.